In today's specialty crop news, it might just be chance that only 15 miles separate the 2012 HLB case and the two recent detections.
The first find in Hacienda Heights was 2 years ago, so while it is concerning, it's not necessarily surprising, although the two-year time gap doesn't tell us that the same psyllid necessarily infected the second tree or that there's more trees in the area that are infected because we have been doing such intense surveys in that area.
California Citrus Mutual Director of Public Affairs Alyssa Houtby says there is always the possibility of more trees having the disease in the area, and management programs need to stay vigilant.
So CDFA is working off of the PCR testing, and a tree could potentially have HLB before that testing shows a positive. But nonetheless, what we can do now is be really aggressive in trapping the psyllid and doing those surveys and testing routinely. And so the second that tree does show a positive using the PCR test, we can go in and act quickly. And I do have to say that it is a testament to our outreach program that the homeowners in both the find in San Gabriel and the find in Hacienda Heights were so willing to cooperate with CDFA officials, and they allowed us to remove that tree very promptly. So we do view that as a positive testament to the efficacy of our outreach program. The homeowner cooperation really is vital for us to find these psyllids and act quickly when there is an HLB positive tree.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNetWest.com.